It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Kamala Harris rolled out her plan to help out mainstream businesses. This happened yesterday in New Hampshire.
Vice President Kamala Harris is laying out more of her economic policies aimed at boosting small businesses. At a New Hampshire brewery, Harris called small business owners part of the glue and fabric holding communities together.
America's small businesses are an essential foundation to our entire economy.
And says her presidency would focus in part on helping them. She says starting a small business is expensive, $40,000 on average. Startups only get a $5,000 tax deduction. She wants it to be $50,000.
It's essentially a tax cut for starting a small business.
Harris says her goal is to eventually spur 25 million new small business applications over her first term. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hey, look, let's remember that all of these promises that Harris and Trump are making, these are just suggestions. Suggestions of what they want to do. Let's not get sucked into thinking that these are promises that are going to necessarily be fulfilled. Another high-profile Republican has come and declared that they're going to vote for Kamala Harris coming up in November.
Former Republican Representative Liz Cheney says that she will not be voting for Donald Trump and will instead be voting for Democrat Kamala Harris for president. Cheney was a conservative Republican who co-chaired the House committee investigating the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. She became an outspoken critic of Trump. Trump then targeted her Wyoming seat during the 2022 Republican primaries, which Cheney then lost. Cheney has remained vocal about the danger that she says Trump poses to democracy and warns voters that if they want to stop Trump, they do not have the luxury of writing in another candidate or voting for a third party. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As a former Republican, I just want to say again how sad it is that the Republican Party has turned out the way that it has turned out. More twists and turns in the Hunter Biden federal tax case. Sounds like he's had a change of heart.
Hunter Biden's defense team is announcing the president's son is changing his plea just as jury selection was getting underway in Los Angeles. President Biden's son Hunter had pleaded not guilty to federal tax violations after a plea bargain deal fell through last year. Now, defense lawyer Abby Lowell says Biden's changing his plea. This case accuses Biden of a four-year scheme to avoid paying more than $1 million in taxes while earning millions of dollars as a consultant to foreign business entities. His lawyers were planning to use his drug addiction as a defense, but the judge was limiting how much they could present to jurors. Hunter Biden's already facing potential jail time, convicted in June of lying on a federal form to purchase a gun in 2018. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the U.S. is accusing Russia of interfering in this election coming up in November by spreading misinformation and pro-Kremlin talking points. And according to a new indictment that dropped yesterday, they have the receipts to prove it.
The U.S. is accusing Russia of using state media in a bid to influence November's election. The government says Moscow remains the main threat to elections, trying to spread misinformation and confuse voters. One case the Justice Department unveiled today accuses two employees of a Russian state-funded media organization of secretly funding a Tennessee company and fooling it into publishing Russian propaganda videos. Another involves seizing internet domains Moscow used to create fake websites designed to look like those of major news organizations.
They were filled with Russian government propaganda that had been created by the Kremlin to reduce international support for Ukraine, bolster pro-Russian policies and interests, and influence voters.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the actions show the lengths to which the Putin government will go to meddle in U.S. affairs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, and right-wing influencers were convinced and, I guess, conned into working for covert Russian operations here in the U.S. I mean, this is scary. I mean, Russia has figured out a way to pose as conservatives. As conservatives representing Donald Trump, conservatives representing the MAGA movement, and getting people on their side. And they're trying to, again, disrupt and confuse everybody in this country. And so far, they're doing a pretty damn good job. Because a lot of people are getting information that is total misinformation, but the Russians are feeding them that information. And people pick up on that, and some call this show with the misinformation. And there's a lot of it going on, but... You know, people are so prone to believe what they want to be true rather than what is true that when I mention the truth, they immediately want to dismiss the truth because they didn't hear it from their source. And that's really scary.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app